If you're a fan of immersive audio fiction, you won't want to miss out on these shows from Pakhal Media. The Madness of Chartrullian.
Will this world accept my vision of the future? Or is all of this a mistake?
The Nebulous Saga.
You killed my family.
They killed mine.
And for 10 years, I have been making the Alliance pay.
Tales for Howling at the Full Moon.
It is not my worth that brings me here. It is my calling.
Another day, another chosen one.
To learn more about our shows and find out how to support independent creators, visit PakhalMedia.com.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're all having a very happy and safe Halloween. I wanted to drop something special into the feed. This time last year, some pretty amazing creators of Weird Fiction came together for Halloween to produce KILL-FM, which has since turned into a quarterly collaboration between various makers in the audio fiction space. For the latest installment, we produced this segment, titled Who Will Stop the Rain, aka Doomsday Doritos, or should I say, Doritos, which stars Odd Andrews and Beanar, both of whom you'll recognize from The Madness of Chartrullian. Now, if you're a big fan of horror, I highly encourage you to stop right here and just go listen to the full episode. I'll drop a link into the show notes so you can find it, as well as the website with a full list of credits. It features the creators of Wireland Ranch, Desert Skies, Regina Prime, The Love Talker, October's Children, The Moon Crown, The Supernatural Protection Company, The Storage Papers, Syntax, and The Liminalands. I really hope you enjoy this piece, and I also hope you'll check out KILL-FM, as well as the shows listed above. Happy Halloween.
I've had this dream hundreds of times now. Standing there in the eye of the storm. In the black dot on the map they call Hell's Gate. Here it ain't raining, and everything is still. Save for the sounds of distant thunder and that feeling you get when there's something watching your every move. And then, I look up, and I see it. The inverted red mountain in the sky. Gravity doesn't work quite like it should in this place. And things begin to rise up into the sky, pieces of the road, tanks, and the parts of that mountain that had fallen in the fray. Then suddenly I realize my feet are no longer on the ground. I just float up into the sky. As much as I try to resist, I just rise up higher and higher and higher until I'm close to touching the tip of the mountain. And then it opens up, and I'm swallowed by the light. This is the part where I scream.
It's day 60 of coast-to-coast severe weather in the U.S. A truly unprecedented event.
It's been raining a while now. Not just here. Everywhere. Hell's Gate just appeared one day. With the anomaly in the center. People call it Uriel. And then came the rain. People screaming in times.
Sky, you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Just another nightmare is all.
You want me to turn off the TV?
Oh, no, it's fine.
No, it ain't fine. Listen to this shit. How long you think we can survive this?
I don't know that we're meant to.
I mean, the water's coming for us, too. We'll need to get to higher ground. Here.
What's this?
Last bag of Doomsday Doritos.
And you're just giving it to me.
Why is that weird?
Doomsday or no, no brother just hands over the last bag of Doritos. What's going on?
Look, pretty soon, we're gonna be out of pretty much everything, and I want you to eat first is all.
That's stupid. Look, just take back your damn Doomsday Doritos.
What the fuck, Sky? I'm trying to keep you alive here.
How much gas we got left in the truck?
A few gallons. Why?
Enough to get me to Hell's Gate.
You ain't getting into Hell's Gate. The military's got it blocked off.
I need to try. Can you help me or not?
Help you do what exactly?
I'm gonna try to stop the rain.
Okay, so how the hell you think you're gonna stop the rain? Just ask it kindly?
That's for me to worry about. Walkie check.
Good check. Look, are you gonna tell me what you're planning or not?
Just keep your eyes on the road, asshole.
No one's stepped foot in the Hell's Gate since they tried to shoot that damn thing down.
Not until me.
And what exactly makes you think the military's just gonna let you waltz in there?
Look out!
Shit!
I don't think the military's gonna do much of anything.
Jesus, that is a lot of tanks.
Where did all the people go?
I don't know, but it's not raining as much here. It must be close.
Look.
Holy shit. Is that it? Is that the thing?
Nah. That's just the wall.
It's huge.
If I don't come back, you can eat my doomsday Dorito.
God, are you seriously doing this?
Yeah. Yeah. Stay on the walkie. I'll tell you what I see.
Just promise me you'll come back.
You promise you won't come after me.
Yeah, right.
Come here. Just keep your dumb ass in the truck. Going in.
What's it look like up close?
Just a big swirl of black.
You just gotta walk through it?
I guess. Here goes. Feels a bit that way.
You see anything?
It's all red in here. No rain. No nothing. Just swirls of black and red in the clouds and... Oh, there's a... I can see it.
What's it look like?
Like a mountain, just hovering upside down in the sky. It's glowing bright red like it's made of crystal or something.
Can you see the top?
Nah. No telling how big this thing is.
Scott, you're chopping up pretty bad. Probably gonna lose you.
Yeah, they say that could happen the closer you get, I'll hang with you as long as I can. It's like something you'd only see in a nightmare, Diggory.
Damn it, Scott. Just come on back.
No. Not yet. I need to get to the middle.
And why exactly do you need to do this?
I don't know. I just do.
Hey, does your compass do that thing?
Yeah, it's going crazy. It's supposed to stop when you get to the center of the anomaly, or whatever you want to call it. Thank you.
the walkie.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
You have come.
I came to ask you to stop the rain.
Why would I stop the rain?
Aren't you God? God said, never again will all life be cut off by the waters of a flood. That's right in the Bible. You promised that. Never again will there be a flood to destroy the earth. I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be the sign of a covenant between me and the earth. You're breaking a promise right now.
Your mythologies amuse me.
If you're not God, then what are you?
Your prophets call me Uriel, and these are the tears I weep for the sorrows brought upon this world by humanity. This precious earth, once pure and vibrant, now bears the heavy burden of your existence. Your fires scorch its surface, your blades scar its beauty, and you voraciously consume the life it nurtures without reverence. You sully its skies with your filth. No longer shall you be as parasites upon these wounded lands. Such a covenant, if ever made, has not been honored.
Did you say parasites?
The ground you walk on will be consumed by ocean, and all shall drown with it. Then I shall unleash the fires within and reshape this world anew. Now, look into the eye and become one of the chosen.
What's gonna happen when I do?
You will join my army of the Eternal Flame.
Ah! No, put me down!
The mountain to reveal the eye. It sees through your being and deems you worthy.
What does that mean?
You will be taught the secrets of the universe and be reborn here once my work is complete to spread my truth.
Can't I have a choice?
Your choice was made the moment you passed through my gate. Entered this realm, there is no turning back.
Sky! Come back!
I can't! Go back to the truck! You need to go on without me!
You said you were stopping it! Not going with it!
I am stopping it! Just not today! Go!
Hey! Hey, you! You put Scott down!
Diggory, what are you doing?
I'm ending this!
No, don't!
The top of the mountain begins to open up. Sharp fragments of rock fall away, and rays of blinding white light break through. The eye opens. Time slows to a crawl, and I am suspended upside down in the air, being pulled in breach, just like I was born. Below me is my brother, the person who means the most to me in the world. He's almost completely frozen, looking like a baseball pitcher who just threw a 90-mile-per-hour curveball. His face twisted into an anguished shape that would most likely haunt me for eternity, in whatever form I was about to take on. He's throwing something at Uriel. I turn my head to see what it is, and see the last bag of Doomsday Doritos hovering right next to my head, slowly rotating into the light. The great eye of Uriel is reflected across the red metallic bag, which then begins to fade into a cloud of shiny particulate matter. Then I look at my feet and notice they too are fading from existence, pulling me one molecule at a time into the eye in a great spiral. This is the part where I scream.
Sky, you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Just another nightmare.
So far, no attempts to identify the anomaly, and Hell's Gate have been successful. Recent disappearances in the